To India next, where a plane bound for London crashed shortly after takeoff in the northwestern Indian state of Gujarat. We're joined from New Delhi by Manira Chowdhury, who is the Deutsche Welle correspondent in India. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Hi, Paul. It's good to speak with you.
I know this only happened a matter of hours ago, but what is known about what happened?
Well, what is known is what we can see out in the reports and through our sources is that it was an Air India Boeing craft which took off from Ahmedabad in the state of Gujarat from India. It was headed towards London's Gatwick Airport. And shortly after it took off, it crashed. I mean, it was just at about 800 feet when it started losing height. And we also know that about moments before the crash, the pilots reportedly had issued a mayday call to the air traffic control. What we also know is that the craft crashed into a hostel building of a medical college in Ahmedabad.
And do we know yet about the nationalities who were on board and indeed if there was any possible survivors?
Well, what we know so far is that there were about 242 passengers and crew members. And in a statement, Air India, the airline, said of the total passengers, about 169 were Indians, 53 were British nationals, one Canadian and seven Portuguese nationals. In their statement, they also said that they have set up a dedicated passenger hotline number. But we cannot really confirm how many survivors are there so far. There are conflicting reports. There are some which are varying in numbers a lot, but what I have managed to confirm from multiple reports is that we can say that at least 30 people have lost their lives, and because there are reports of 30 bodies having been recovered so far. But I'm sure we'll have to wait for more details coming in with time. But what we also know is that the former chief minister of Gujarat, the state where this happened, chief minister is essentially the head of the state government. The former head of the state government, Vijay Rupani, was also on board.
We do know that it's an Air India flight, as you mentioned. Has the company been speaking about the crash?
It has only made, in my knowledge, just one statement on the social platform X, in which it talked about the number of passengers and their nationality, that it confirmed that a crash has indeed happened, and it shared the hotline number as well. I mean, clearly at this time, the airline must be busy coordinating the rescue efforts to give any more statements, so we'll have to wait on that.
I see that the Prime Minister Modi has described it as a tragedy beyond words. What's the official reaction been there?
Well, the official reaction is exactly what you mentioned, Paul. Prime Minister Modi has posted on X that the incident is heartbreaking and that he is in touch with ministers and authorities, and you know they are working to assist those affected. We also know that the security forces are stationed there on the ground and rescue efforts have been going on. The national government is in touch with the local authorities, the local state government, and the situation is being assessed. And of course, in the coming few hours, we will see representatives from the national government also making their way to where the incident has taken place.
Manira Chowdhury, thank you very much for joining us from New Delhi this afternoon. Speaking in the House of Commons, the British Foreign Secretary David Lammy said the British government is working urgently to support families who've been affected.
My thoughts, and I'm sure those of the entire House, are with those who've been affected by the tragic plane crash in India this morning. We know that British nationals were on board, and Mr. Speaker, I can confirm that the FCDO is working urgently with local authorities to support British nationals and their families, and has stood up a crisis team in both Delhi and in London.
We're joined now from London by aviation analyst Sally Gethin. I'm mindful that this is a very, very early point in this investigation, but what will investigators first be looking for in order to try and establish what happened?
Well, investigators from overseas will be making their way across to the location, the site crash. That will involve Boeing, the airplane manufacturer. And I would also guess that the US regulator, the NTSB, would also, regulator would also be involved. And it follows a formal process, an investigation, which is laid down in guidelines by the International Civil Aviation Organization, which is a UN agency. And the pattern that is followed goes something like this. All agencies that are implicated or involved will go to the actual country where the incident took place. The investigation will be led at the top by that country, so it will be the government of India. And then within 30 days, a preliminary report will be issued. And then after that, a very long, thorough investigation will take place, which at the minimum would be a year probably before any formal report or announcement was made. And what they'll be looking for in practical terms will be obviously gathering all the debris and correctly processing that. But the first thing they obviously go for is the voice and data recorder, so what's commonly known as the black boxes. And that's going to be a priority, because they will want to gain access to those and extract all the information. And that will immediately start to expose the chain of events, or the communications and all the data that will be revealed from, you know, in the run-up to the actual incident itself, and put together a much more forensic analysis.
The Air India jet was made by Boeing, as you mentioned. Given what you just said, the companies aren't going to be able to say too much today, given the absence of knowledge.
Well, I think the priority right now for all the companies involved is to, to offer their condolences and to offer support to the safeguarding of the families, the next of kin, and survivors, which I'm hearing there are some survivors, but we don't know what condition they are actually in at this point. But that would be the priority. Really, what's going straight into action now is controlling and safeguarding those families. And the government of India set up a control room. The airline does. Here in the UK, there's a massive effort going on in terms of managing, you know, the needs of those families. So the embassies and the overseas offices, all those different nationalities that are affected, it will be a big coordinated complex operation.
Just one final question. You mentioned the priority was to try and get the flight recorders or black boxes. Are they able to withstand what has happened? We've had a plane that has crashed and possibly crashed into a building as well.
Yes, I know that sounds unusual, but they are built to withstand, you know, the most destructive forces. So I think it is highly likely that they will be able to retrieve those. They're kept in a secure part of the airplane, and they are designed exactly, you know, sadly they have to be designed to cope and withstand this kind of impact. Human bodies sadly don't have that resilience, unfortunately, in an instant, as we see. But the black boxes, you know, they are really designed to withstand this kind of level of impact. So I can't say for sure, but I would expect that we hear more about the retrieval of the data and the information that's in those boxes.
Sally Gethin, aviation analyst, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll obviously have more on this story throughout the day. Returning to that breaking news of the Air India plane crash carrying 242 people, an incident which happened moments after takeoff in Western India, the AFP and AP news agencies are reporting that the chief of police in Ahmedabad has said there appears to be no survivors from the plane crash. There are no reported Irish people on board at this stage. However, the Department of Foreign Affairs has said it's closely monitoring the situation and stands ready to provide consular assistance if needed. There will be more on that story on RTE news programmes throughout the day.